Okay, so we'll call to order the Ocala Municipal Arts Commission meeting for June 5th, 2013. Do you want to take attendance?
Sure. Jan Larson.
Here.
Daniel Yerden.
Here.
Linda Harlow.
Here.
Mary Britt.
On time.
Tito Comas.
Almost.
Sarah DeSantis is excused. And as is Jennifer Ferns. Miriam Needham is absent. Matthew Wardell.
Here.
Kent Weekly.
Here.
And Lori Zink is absent. She should be on her way.
Yeah, she sent an email yesterday saying she'd be here.
She'd be here, so but we'll see if she comes in late. Okay. We do have a letter that I'd like to share from you from the Ocala Symphony Orchestra about their youth initiative program that they executed with the assistance of the OMET grant that they received. They will be completing the grant recipient report, but we received this really wonderful letter, which I'll give you a minute to read, and then I want to show you some artwork that's mentioned in the letter. We can note that Lori Zink is here. Lori, who's the name?
I think I got it right here.
Oh, okay.
Although this is a revised agenda.
Yep.
Oops, and you want that one.
Yeah, I need that one. Okay, so the letter mentions having the students draw pictures while listening to music, and we wanted to share with you some of the work that was done. So this one you can pass around. We weren't sure which direction this one was intended to be hung in. Matt, do you want to tell us a little bit about the age groups?
Yeah, I think that's a dunce hat, by the way. I think that's what they know. This year we saw a little bit of everything. Usually like second and third and up, but we did do a couple classes at the high school at Westport and some of the other things. So it's a little bit of everything, a lot of fourth and fifth graders. We had about six different groups go out this year, I think. So we had string quartets, brass quintets, we had just a trumpet go out once, we had a percussionist go out, all kind of in different arrangements. And we usually had about four elementary schools per concert weekend. So
I would imagine this must be an instrument then.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's a clarinet from an interesting perspective. So as the kids are
asking,
you know, like if one was aimed at you, it's like that kind of a threatening clarinet. But it was really cool. I did get to go to one of the sessions where the kids were drawing and stuff during the music. Yeah, it was just fun to see what, you know, you say what you think is what they'll take away from it, but then obviously they have their own impressions of what they take away from the experience. And it was a neat way to see those impressions, because sometimes they won't tell you. You know, you just, but in art, you get to see a lot of that. So it was a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing.
No, thank
you. Terry Miller. I reckon Parks has been asking if she can have this in her office. So if it's okay, Samit had said we could perhaps keep it.
Oh yeah, please.
And we'd like to display it. So
no problem.
Thank you here at Reckon Parks. We have received additional correspondence from today, and I'll have it at the next meeting from the Boys and Girls Club, and they have sent me a great PowerPoint presentation with, I think there's video in there and everything, it shows all of the projects that they were able to execute with the OMET grant that they received as well. So they are processing their grant recipient report, and so when we meet in August, I'll have all of that for you to see, and we'll put it up on the television so we can watch it. It's really neat. So they just sent it today.
All right, so we'll move on to approval of minutes. Does anyone need a moment to look over the minutes from January 9th?
I move approval.
Pardon me?
I move approval of the minutes as presented.
Second. Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So approval of the minutes for January 9th, 2013.
Oh, do I need to... Do you type from the recording?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's... Oh, you're writing it.
I'm writing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you want us to say our names first or something.
No, I've got it. We did receive a few grant recipient reports that I'd like to share with everybody. The first is from the... got them out of order. From Fine Arts for Ocala on the Ocala Art Festival for 2012. And we issued funds to support the children's art activities. And Donna DiScofani is here today, and she'll be presenting the grant proposal for this year in a little bit. So if you review this one, and then I'll... we also received a grant recipient report from the Ocala Art Group, and this grant supported Silver Toast to the Arts. And I will pass this along. So everybody seems to be processing the grant recipient reports with no issues. And I think it's helping us collect some really good data. Give everybody just a minute to look at those in case there's any questions. Comments or questions on either of those?
Seems to be pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It's really nice to see the number of people that are impacted by these relatively tiny little grants.
Do we want to move on to our grant presentation? Any other questions on these? Any comments or anything?
I'm going to go ahead and hand out the grant application from Fine Arts for Ocala. Included in here is a map of the new layout. The Ocala Art Festival is moving back downtown this year. Woohoo! And I've had the pleasure of working with the group on helping make that happen. So there's a map for you to see. Sarah DeSantis was not able to be here today. She's out of town, but she wanted everybody to see the scope of the event. And then Donna's going to talk about the application. Yeah.
Well, thank you for having me. As Melissa said, I'm here representing Sarah, and I'm actually the art show chairperson this year. And we're very excited about moving to downtown, and Melissa's been a wonderful source, and I don't know what we would do, quite frankly, without her. In just looking at the map, up at the top, kind of east of the downtown square, that's where we'll have all of the children's artwork, as it says, located. So we'll have our student artwork there, and we're going to have the, do you call it the maze?
The maze,
the
yeah.
maze there from MCA for the children, as well as, I don't know, our face painter might be there, some things like that. And then we are partnering with the Appleton to do the artwork for the children, the hands-on artwork this year. Mary Moore is working up 4 to 6 activities for the children to participate in. And as the grant application states, the children, it kind of depends on what they want to do. They can be maybe ages 4 to 12. Maybe by that age they don't really want to do it, but so 4 to 5 to 10 to 12, something like that. And we expect maybe 500 to 1,000 children to participate. And especially with our student art there, we tend to have a lot of children congregating in that area. And this is also, the Appleton, one of the reasons that they were happy to partner with us is because they want to highlight a program that they have. Once a month, they do student art activities at the Appleton. So I think it's a way for them to maybe highlight and get that word out. So you would actually, Sarah said to be sure and tell you would actually be helping two groups. Yes, two groups versus just us. And I think that's about it. Any questions?
Okay. It's just so exciting to see it downtown.
I really like the layout.
Yeah. Well, I like it too, especially. Conveniently located.
Seven blocks? I mean, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's a lot really of... Nice.
This is not on the topic of the grant, but they're looking at then limiting it to 173 artists this year.
Yes, that's about what we had last year also. Mm-hmm. There are different ways of looking at it. Some people, particularly the artists, feel like if you have too many artists, then things are too diluted and they don't get the business that they would like to have. But that seems to be a pretty good number to me personally. And that's about all that we could mm-hmm. accommodate. But that's about what we had last year. So
last year was hard to get around to everything. So exactly. Nowadays,
yes.
Well, when it was in downtown before, it was a lot less.
Was it?
Yeah, it was probably in the 100.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, around the old city hall.
Right.
And it was a big improvement.
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, we do have a copy of one map where it's, I want to say it's over 150, and maybe even close to 200, where it must have really swollen.
It
was insane. Like, I was looking at that, and I don't remember it being that big and that tight
when I was a student. Well, there was no room in between.
Yeah. Maybe it was because I was little. I don't know. But I was shocked.
I mean, there were booths that were up on the hill, mm-hmm. down, you know, in the walkways.
I remember that.
No, this is really organized, real nice and neat. And, nice layout.
Well, it took several meetings but we're trying to think of everything we can.
We've all walked downtown how many times? With a wheel?
With your wheel.
I love that, how gracious you are. Oh, it's taken several meetings. None of us have been pulling our hair out.
It was nothing. Now we're on to parking.
I was going to ask, what about parking?
We have a lot of irons in the fire. We're going to be able to use the courthouse parking.
The Judicial Center garage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're working on a shuttle service. Mm-hmm. Oh. We have a couple options.
Right.
Some free, some not free.
Right.
So we're flushing all that
There's
out.
There's more than you realize. And we're going to have crossing guards. For Silver Springs Boulevard, so especially on the other side,
that's good.
There's quite a bit available. So,
adult beverages.
Yes.
Adult beverages.
So they're going to be able to walk around with
in
alcohol?
A limited area.
It will be contained at Citizens Circle this year. That was the general consensus.
Of course, you can walk from bar to bar.
Yeah. Not with an open container.
I had a very interesting, since you're here, I'll just deviate for a minute and you'll leave smiling and you can tell Sarah. I had a very interesting meeting with city staff today, in particular about the barricades and all the issues.
Yes.
And at this moment, OPD and traffic have blessed all the barricades staying as soft barricades throughout the event.
Wow.
Yeah, which will be really nice and easy for you. So,
what's a soft barricade?
Well,
versus something we can't move.
Yeah, and because you have the setup and the breakdown, and we have some setup all day Friday, setup Saturday morning, so we have to allow cars to get in and out, and then trying to transfer this to hard barricades. The hard barricades are weighted and filled with water, and when you need to move them, you have to empty the water, and of course that's awfully fun when you've got 170 artist tents. Right. And so everybody is thrilled with the layout. So and the merchants are really excited too. So we only had one that was a little a little disgruntled. I think he's coming
around.
Well,
it just would not be the same if we did not have disgruntled
just one
the merchants or somebody disgruntled. Come on.
Yeah, it would be real.
It just would not. We would not know what to do with ourselves. Okay. So
will there be an opportunity to do the booth that we shared last year where the arts groups paid for a booth?
The exhibitors' booths?
Yeah. We all shared one booth. It was like $400 or something.
Okay. No, we're not doing the exhibitors' booths this year.
Would they make an exception for an arts group?
For the arts groups to share?
I'll put a bug in Sarah's ear.
Okay.
She was...
We'll be with Sarah all day on Saturday in the bus. I think that we can, like, you know...
one side.
I think there's a reality that we could fix that.
Well, and it's not promoting any one group.
It's not.
We shared, you know,
well,
we had a lot. We had Parks and Recreation and the Symphony and the Theater and Marin Cultural Alliance and the Ballet. And
that's concerned with art.
Yes.
Which her objection to the exhibitors' booths was that... Some of it was just all commercial,
right.
And
yeah.
We wanted it to be more of an art show.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So,
well,
that
but
is
I understand.
Related.
I understand that rationale, but I also know that it was so successful last year.
It was
when
nice.
It was really nice.
Oh, that's good
to
know.
I
we
mean,
got a lot
well,
of
everybody,
traffic.
Well, you were there.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a lot of traffic, and people took everybody's road. I mean,
right.
You know,
well,
but,
right.
And it was
right.
And it was
it's
everything.
The best
it was from storytelling to the Appleton
yeah.
to the symphony to
yeah, everybody
the choral
would give
groups
us
to everybody who would
play.
Give us something. We
right.
all talked about and put it out and everything. So.
Right.
Could you host it on FCA?
We could. Of course, Sarah and I are still talking about what she needs from me at MCA, just in general, as they're looking at it as, I understand, as a...
During the art show?
Yeah, like a gather, you know, I don't know what they're...
I'm just
I gotta
saying
get with
that
Sarah
patio
on
the side would be perfect.
Yeah.
Except
chair.
There's nothing that leaves
yeah,
them.
It's a little bit outside.
It's a full block away.
I think
the last booth.
Everyone would be really pleased if we were allowed to split the costs like we did last
like
year.
Like we did last year.
And if Sarah would consider a location even in the square, perhaps.
Right.
And there is a lot of room with the way it is set up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could be, you know, opposite the art on the other side or near a sponsor. You know,
right.
there's
right.
a lot of space over
yeah.
there, so we'll just see if we can work on our
income.
Yeah, that was that we needed to get the income up because it was
well and
free money.
Well, and a lot of groups have had to do that, art shows around the country, because it costs so much to put it together.
Right.
I mean, Gainesville's been very successful in having it and have it not overwhelm the artist
right.
booths,
right.
you know, where you didn't feel like
there
was a commercial every
right.
block. They have them kind of concentrated into an area, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need the money to make
right.
it happen.
Right.
Especially if somebody's going to, you know, sponsor the art show and give you a big chunk of money, they need to have some kind of visibility among the people that are attending.
I think in particular, this is such a big undertaking this year, and with trying to really
figure out
where everything is going to fit, but also the vision
mm-hmm.
of what this ultimately can be.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that there weren't any loose pieces or missed pieces or pieces
right.
placed in the wrong spot, it was seemed right to overall to cut the exhibitor
right.
tents out
mm-hmm.
this year.
Kind of minimize. But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean we can't look at everything,
yeah.
and even for next year too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
this has potential to evolve and
sure,
tremendously.
Yeah. Great thing.
Looks great.
Are there any questions about the grant?
Well,
I did have one question. I think it's a great project and would certainly vote for it. My question is, the description doesn't really say what the money's used for. Is it used for supplies?
It says right here.
Supplies.
It will be utilized for art supplies needed to execute art activities.
But
for
no payment to instructors or anything like that?
No.
Strictly supplies?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know, I can't speak for the Appleton, but I know when we were in charge of activities, everyone was volunteer.
Well, Mary's staff, so.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't double pay her. I mean, she's
right,
absorbed
right.
in their regular staff anyway. Mm-hmm.
I've not heard anything about
her. And she's wonderful. If you haven't worked with her before, she is the most amazing.
Not well, but yes, she's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
And she's done great things with them.
That's
powerful.
Yeah.
Somebody, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's a funny concept. So
ready for a motion?
Sarah said to me, I'm going to, you know, apply. So. Mm-hmm.
Shall we make a motion?
Your call. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I move that we fund the FAFSA request for art supplies at the Arts Festival for Children's Activities.
Matt, you second it.
Yeah. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The grant is accepted.
Well, with that, I'm going to slip it out. Thank all of you very much. It was nice to see you.
Thanks,
Donna. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'll see some of you
Saturday.
Saturday. Yes.
Bell's on.
Bless you.
Oh, and Monday night, you need to be downtown as well.
Yes, I got
you.
Yes.
I'm passing out posters to everybody. You can put them up today. I got my last little bit.
You got two? I can put them in.
That's
thank
what
you.
I was brought them in
thank
here
you.
For, dear.
Okay. Because we put them back for that.
Can I? Well, I guess let's talk, and we can talk about the other grant, but I have something. I don't know. We don't have a thing that says new business under here, but.
It's okay. You can do that. You can do that now if you want.
Okay. Well, I have two things. When we're talking about the art walk, and also for those of you who don't know, I don't know how you wouldn't because I've been hounding everybody. Hounding you. But on Monday night, we're trying to do something a little new at the Marion, and we're doing what we hope could be kind of like a monthly deal, music and a movie at the Marion, and it's just Matt, even like symphony stuff or kids things or what, I mean, we're just looking at all kinds of different things that are kind of different, though, than what you'd normally see. We don't want to bring what everybody can just
right.
see all the time. So our first blush is this Monday. Here you go, Mary, for the theater.
You can take one for the shop.
If you can take one for the shop. I kind of blasted downtown. You weren't open when I went by you. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
I have a printout of this. So
yeah, but it's really cool. Matt, you need to come see this band. They're amazing. One of the guitar player, Jordan Garneau, is a little known here. He was in Garneau, the band, for a while with his little brother and his dad. But he's gone on. He's graduating as a jazz studies major at USF, and he's actually touring this summer in Italy on a jazz tour that he's been chosen for.
Okay.
And he is just the most incredible guitarist. I mean, really amazing. With a lot of background classical training as well. But the whole band, they do this whole thing. It's kind of like a jazz kind of fusion funk and soul. I mean, it's really cool. Anyway, so they're playing at 7, and then and what we want to do on these nights when we bring in music like that is to do an indie film. So get off the first run films and do an indie film. So we're doing Bernie. So it's like you can come to one or the other, both, have a glass of wine in between, meet the band in the intermission, and hang out. And so we really want to promote, you know, some evenings like that. So ideas anybody can give me for bands, you know, you hear. But again, not something that we're hearing all the time. Something different. Come up with a unique thing that the symphony could do that could introduce something really cool. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah,
Everybody come up with unique, different ideas that we could do. You know what would be fun to do?
Right.
get like the theater orchestra and have them funk up a little bit, do something different and promote the theater. You know, because people don't even think about the theater orchestra. You know, the theater, you know, I mean, so there's like all kinds of different things that we could do. So, everybody come Monday night. Tickets can be online now, but you can get them at the door. And please, you know, promote and tell everybody you know. And we really want to try to make it work so that we can get, you know, be able to do it again over and over. Because if it doesn't work, then we can't do it again. So, anyway, so that's that. The other thing I wanted to bring up, and, okay, this is an interesting little thing that's happened. You see here where it says that FAFO has asked for $500 to execute art activities for 500 to 1,000 children. Well, the reason why I think this is interesting is because for the last 3 days, somehow I've been in meetings because I've had groups of art teachers approach me at MCA about that they are literally, the average deal is that they're spending, they have $72 to spend for 650 students. Wow. And so I think that's, you know, when you look at this, and then you look at that, and you're like, what? You know, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, crazy. Well, and now everything that's happening, well, of course, you know, there's a big march downtown right now with the teachers. But with art coming out of the schools, being cut like crazy right now, things like this, you know, even when they're going to split art between like two or three schools at a time and move people in between them, and the numbers are just, none of us have to, it's just insane. So, and I thought this, so all this was happening, and then in the middle of it, the Nonprofit Business Council, we've done a program called Youth and Philanthropy, and the last school that was given the opportunity to have the course was Bellevue Middle School. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, and so Bellevue Middle, the kids themselves, because you go in and you ask them to come up with a project, and they don't know that at the end, you pretend that they have $500 to spend, but they don't know that at the end it really is $500 that they get to put a program into, and they learn all about philanthropy and how to put together fundraising and giving and, you know, and build a program. And this group of kids said that they are so upset that they have no art in their school anymore, that they wanted to come up with a program that they could actually have art in their school, and that they would actually come in the morning before school starts to have art classes. And so their whole project was to learn how to put together this program. Mm-hmm. And so they have, and it was totally student-directed, middle schoolers. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, they are looking at doing this, and they called me, and we're talking now about ways to help, and that ways to help make this a replicable program in other schools that are cut as well. And then we kind of had an interesting, and then on top of that, you know, you run into people at things, and I was at an event and ran into Jane Elsperman, and we were talking because Wolves on Wheels, you know, they got the grant from Horse Fever and did the Wolves on Wheels. And so, which is the coolest thing if you haven't seen it yet. It's like three trailers that turn into performing arts venues, fine arts venues, and, you know, places where anybody can perform on, and they move from place to place, can be used anywhere in the city. And they were actually talking about possibly putting together a program where some senior art students and junior art students could actually go for course credit to teach in some of these schools that are eliminating eliminating the art. And but they need, you know, supplies. And so this is all sort of brewing right now. And actually at our next board meeting, there's going to be a teacher and one of the kids coming to talk to us about it. And obviously, you know, I'd love for more sophisticated artists to get involved occasionally, just to give an idea or, you know, just a thought process at some point. But I just thought it was incredibly interesting that these kids have done this all on their own, And if you think, if Bellevue Middle School kids are thinking that, what are all the other kids thinking who don't get ever to have opportunity to have art? So I really think that in the future, that this is an area that groups like all of ours need to address, because we all know how important the arts are to kids and their overall learning. And if things are going like they are in our schools, which we know they are going like that at this point, they're just kind of SOL as far as the arts are concerned.
I think one way we can help, I was going to talk about this later, but in preparation for developing our community cultural arts plan, we're in the middle of executing, y'all don't know this yet, but we've been executing a visual artist survey, and we've been pushing that out to the community. And one of the questions on there, and it was suggested by artists, was, what about a student supply repository? And the city could do that. We could do it out of the Discovery Center, and we could start it now, and we could offer that to the teachers
tell you that this year, groups. MCA's vote, our board voted that this year, or I guess this year denoting my term or whatever, that our advocacy program this year is, we're calling it Back to the Basics, and it's all about peer art supplies for students. So it's kind of kicks off, it's alluding to the arts, and we're actually promoting that people, for $25, I've worked with public ed on this, for $25 you can get these pencils, pen, crayon, whatever, art brush, paint brushes, the artists will put together that, but you'll have different kinds of kits, and those will actually go into, just for the whole year, just be put into everything we do, will include that, and just be put into with public ed, and then it's distributed through how they choose, through the schools they choose to distribute it.
Do you feel that there's a need from these groups that they would want, and the teachers that they would take use supplies? Because the feedback from the artists has been 100% that they would all donate used
art supplies. Yeah. They'll take, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if people, an artist, take care of their brushes and everything, and those will be, yes.
So
resounding yes.
FAFO used to give $300 to $500 a year to the school foundation for supplies for children, for art supplies. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's still...
But I just think, and I hate, I'm not saying that anybody else shouldn't get money. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, though, that I think that all of us who are in this, all of us, all of our groups, all of us need to look. This is a serious problem we're all facing. And, you have to be exposed to art to become artists or musicians and I know with Kid Fetty, it was the biggest eye-opener I've ever had, because I'm going to tell you, there were kids there that basically said that in their lives they had never held an instrument. They had never, like when you guys did the recorders and everything, they were like crying. They never had held an instrument, never had held a paintbrush or a pencil or, done anything, and they were just,
We see the same thing and I'm sure you do when you do your school programs. It's like you've never seen a play before or whatever, it's wild.
But I think, if groups come together,
You're preaching to the choir.
Okay, I know. But, I'm one of those people that it's kind of like if we all come together and say, okay, this is our mission this year. Do you know what I mean? This year or next, whatever, or this 6 months or this whatever. There's way more strength in numbers. And if we're all, then we can do what's necessary. I'm just saying. Because when I saw all this, yes. Go right ahead. So I've opened a can of worms.
No. From time to time, the theater has done some kind of a drive of some kind in conjunction with a show. We don't do it all the time. But like when we did Pajama Game, Early Learning Coalition had contacted us about collecting pajamas and children's books.
I remember that.
Yeah, we got 1,300 sets of pajamas donated.
Yeah.
It was more than any of their other sites. So when we open Les Mis on September 5th, and it runs for 6 weeks, and we expect to have 10,000 people see it, why don't we take the gallery wall in the lobby and cover it with, art and music and theater and stuff, and let people do a really cool display with lots of photos, because photos make a difference. Where you can take a little thing that's, you know, $20, and that's what it buys. You know, it buys you know, supplies, or it buys, I mean, with the other donations, we've got the food kinds of things, because we've done food drives before. They bring whatever, so you don't really know what you're going to get. But, you know, certainly we can accept that in case somebody wants to do it themselves. But if they, it'd be harder to have somebody go to a, to pay to have somebody go to a school, you know, so if you want to take that and then, you know, put it in with your donation that you send in. So they can either bring a thing or they can bring, but see the thing, the easiest thing is for art and music, there's nothing they can bring.
Right.
But for visual arts, they could bring supplies. But to cover all of them, you know, we need to design it so that it makes
a
big impact.
Well, I know
Public
Ed is willing, is really help working with me on this, so I know that they would be willing to help, you know, do the disc and develop that. Like, they're developing, I mean, MCA and Public Ed are doing the centerpieces for Salute to the Arts. That I have all, what we did is we're doing, like paint, you know, all these things, but we're also doing like music notes and, you know, and dance, you know, a dancer or whatever. And they have a whole table there, and we're going to have let a teacher speak, and you know, and just do, you know, and have, and the whole thing is lots of kids performing and everything. So
all right, so we need to get somebody from MCA and the Public Ed Foundation and somebody from the symphony and us and figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. I'm sure Miriam would want to be involved.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why she's not here this evening.
Because this is the last day before, I mean,
this
probably.
Is
the school's getting out.
She's probably
something else.
She's probably down on the square, which is where.
Getting rained on.
Getting rained on at the moment. But anyway. Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to put food for thought. I just think it, you know, so whatever ideas, Matt, you can talk, we can talk. We'll work on all this together.
Yeah, I think I love
the MCA thing.
Getting a concert series or a show to this.
And maybe if we could all, okay, MCA's made a, you know, a commitment to dedicating this year to student art advocacy. Maybe you could dedicate the season. You're going to dedicate, or a show. You dedicate a show. Somebody else does. And we all come together and announce that.
Yeah. And I think that's the key, is bringing awareness. Because I think we're all doing some things, and if we can show, and we all need to do this.
Maybe we could do an art walk that's dedicated. And have a repository
at the art walk.
Awesome for art supplies. Oh, that's Melissa. Okay, we got to put that on our art walk thing. Okay,
great idea,
Linda.
And they can bring supplies.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, whatever supplies. I mean, whether it's colored pencils, Crayolas, paintbrush. Hey, at some grade level, they're going to use those supplies. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
don't
I have.
I mean,
yeah, I have paintbrushes I won't use anymore, but are.
Yeah, they're still usable.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. And they're expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like $10 a piece.
Yeah. So let's,
let's do that, and we can kick it off. We should do a press release, though, really soon.
Well, let's get everybody who's going to, all the organizations, because I know FAFA would want to be involved, too, and we can talk to Sarah on the, and get all of our organizations involved, and then do a press release that's announcing a collaborative. You know,
we can run
and we can add in gallery, individual, you know, I don't care who it is, individual galleries, groups, people, I don't care. I mean, I just think we have to address this.
We can run the repository through OMAC and put OMAC's name on that, and I can collect it at the Discovery Center. I mean, we can kick it off at the Art Walk, or...
they just have to know to bring them, so it has to be.
Yeah.
That's it.
Unless it's an ongoing thing.
Well, if we're going to do it for more than a, I don't know, what do you think, Ken?
I like it. I my thought is the materials, how are the materials going to be utilized? Where are they going once they're collected?
Well, it has to all go through Public Ed. And then
Are they going? If they don't have the art programs in the schools, where are these supplies going?
Well, there are some schools that will still have art programs, and there's going to be...
schools will have art programs.
Art schools will have art.
Just halftime.
But it will be like, they'll be sharing like a teacher for three schools, that kind of thing. So they're only going for a day or two. It's not a full-time program.
Do we want to work with those teachers and find out what their needs are? See if there's specific things they're trying to teach that they could use help with?
Well, that would be Miriam.
That you go through Public Ed or Miriam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. because she would know what their curriculums were and what they were going to be doing. They've been sharing teachers with the media specialist for 2 years now, where one media specialist has it, you know, like two schools that they go to.
Well, yeah, and she had reached out actually about this issue, and they were considering writing a grant, but with some of the interesting dynamics at the moment, she just elected not to write the grant.
Well, see, I told Public Ed's writing a grant. I told him, I said, why have y'all never written a grant to MCA? Mm-hmm. You know, and I said, individual teachers can write grants.
Right.
You need to get the word out. So that's what, you know, there's more communication to teachers now through. And I have to say, I will say this, Public Ed has a really good handle on working with the teachers, because the teachers look to them to give them money, mm-hmm. or to ask them for, you know, for what they need.
Well, and Judy's great. The fact that she took that over is going to be a big help. And has a real interest in the arts.
Store there. The teachers go and they get the brushes, they get the crayons and all that. That's all donated.
Yeah.
And Judy actually started that.
It's less art supplies than it is teacher supplies, mm-hmm. like paper, pencils, mm-hmm. pens, you know, that kind of thing. But we could add it into...
So they already do have a repository?
Public Ed has a repository.
Tools for teaching.
It's a store.
Judy took the money that she had left over from a campaign and donated that to buy supplies for that and get it set up.
And I'm sorry, you said it is mostly supplies for teachers, or it's mostly art supplies?
School supplies, not art supplies.
There'll be art in there, but it's not a lot. Yeah, right. Okay, gotcha.
Which kind of gets back to what we're talking about. If we had there may be some specific general things that people can bring and donate, you know, watercolors and brushes and glue and scissors and things like that, but there may be more specific things that the teachers want for particular programs that would probably be best to use donated money for them to purchase those. Plus, they can probably buy them in larger quantities and a little bit better pricing as well.
They don't have any money, that's the thing, to buy anything. Even like Westport.
I understand that. I guess what I'm getting at is if the general public's just bringing in whatever and we have lots of little...
And they need clay and they don't have clay. Right. What you're getting.
Yeah, or if they have no intention of ever using clay and that stuff's being donated and it's not being utilized, then we don't want to go down that road.
Well, maybe we get a list. Maybe we ask and say, what are your top 10 needs?
And that's why I was kind of thinking of the, you buy a list.
A wish tree.
And then we buy it in bulk. Right. Rather than, I mean, some people want to buy it themselves, and if that's the case, then fine. But what we'd really like for them to do is to take a $5 list or a $10 list or a $20 list and send it with their check or their dollar. And we ran into the same problem with the pajamas. Everybody wanted to buy infants, so you had
And that's what I'm getting at. If you've got 800 or you know some ridiculous amount of little watercolor kits, that's great. But if it's more than what you need, and you've got a teacher that would love to teach silk screening, and they need $250 to buy enough frames and materials to make silk screens, well, no one's going to come there and donate silk screen material.
Yeah. Well, how about this? In the interest of speeding up, and I love that everybody likes this, but since I've already started working with this project with MCA and Public Ed, and Miriam can certainly get involved, then why don't I talk to them? Because we're already talking all the time about getting ready for Salute and everything. So why don't I just talk to them and say, okay, LMAC is maybe we should take a vote or an agreement or for me to come back with how you would like to see this work, and all of our organizations would like to help in some way.
Yeah, I think it sounds like everybody's interest would like to have more details, and then it could be voted on it in August. We could put this on the agenda, and that gives us plenty of time to decide if, you know, the September Art Walk, are we just driving the sales, the donation slips, or are we taking used supplies? Like, you have a good point about just collecting stuff, although I think that we do have some organizations like the Boys and Girls Club that would take absolutely anything we could give them.
Yeah. Right.
So I personally don't have an issue with
Bryant,
that.
But
I can do that separate from OMAC if there's hesitation or, you know, but we can put that on the agenda.
Okay. Well, and I'll do the work I'll figure it out. I'm sure I'll be calling some of you.
I think we're all interested in it. Definitely is something that, you know, it's a positive thing. Great for the community. We definitely would support it.
Yeah, we do have one thing that needs a vote, but we don't have to have you here. We have a quorum without you.
Sorry, we have our annual meeting in 10 minutes over at Rick's.
Yeah. Cool. You have to go.
Sorry, I don't want to. I really don't.
Okay.
What's that?
Did you need
me? I was wondering if tonight was sold out or if there were.
Oh, no, we have tickets.
We'll be there. I'll be there.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, thanks.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Thanks. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in, but...
That's okay. On the first agenda, you saw, you might have seen, you might have noticed that the First Friday Art Walk was listed as a grant to be presented. But then when I was going back and researching what had the OMAC support for the Art Walk in the past, I saw that it wasn't ever written as a grant. It was more of like a sponsorship of sorts. So I decided to keep things simple and just bring this back to you as a sponsorship and give you a quick update on the status of the Art Walk. We're doing great. When the weather cooperates, we've seen it grow to, you know, we have a good weather night, 400 or 500 people down there, easy, all over downtown, and it is up to an average of 52 or so artists each evening.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really good. There's still some logistics to be tweaked. The Downtown Business Alliance has agreed to provide us significant funding to help us grow the program. And a lot of that will be spent towards some advertising dollars for the monthly art walks, providing professional lighting and sound for the entertainment that we're now bringing in, and expanding the type of entertainment that we have, and continuing to grow it because we've got momentum now. One of the things that needs to happen, and the city is matching with in-kind services and some expenses as well with the amount that the DBA is going to give us, the banners downtown are horrendous for the art walk. They need to be replaced. And so the city's going to put that in the budget for next year, and we're going to replace them. One of the things that our steering committee has talked about time and again, and over the past 2 years, we've been looking at the fact that we've got an old, outdated brochure that wasn't really effective. It listed the fact that we had an art walk, and it listed merchants downtown when they could buy ads, and it had a really poor parking map. And it really didn't sell the event, it didn't showcase our downtown, it really, I think our entire steering committee is in agreement, it really didn't do anything. So when we ran out of those over a year ago, we didn't purchase any new ones or redesign it, and frankly, we didn't have any money. So my proposal to OMAC is we would love to continue to have the OMAC logo on everything with the art walk and the banners and the logo that, you know, we use it everywhere. And would OMAC consider funding our brochure? We feel that we're ready for a brochure that showcases this event, and it is not utilized to advertise for businesses. It needs to showcase the art walk and tell a story. And it would be displayed not just at downtown merchants, but at the hotels and at the TDC and the chamber and, you know, everywhere that needs to go, rest stops. And I have a price, and we can get 10,000 brochures with a design cost for $1,350, and they would be folded 9-inch by 12-inch flat brochures. I've gotten multiple prices in the past, and this is by far the best one that we've received. We'd like to do that. So, thoughts?
Is it full color?
Yeah.
It's full color.
Full color.
Full color. And that would really help us. We have a big point to prove now with the DBA, because we really stuck our necks out there to get funding from them so that we can try to grow this. And we've boasted that we can get 1,000 people downtown each month. So we really...
700 to 1,000.
Yeah, we really, really do need the brochure to help get this event to the next level. And this was not part, when we presented to the DBA, we did say, you know, hey, we think that OMAC will want to continue to be involved. They helped start this event, and hopefully we're going to, you know, receive some help to get the brochure done.
Are you still going to use the same logo-y thing?
The decision at this point is it's been out there for 3 years. A lot of folks aren't in love with it, but it is recognizable, and we're going to keep it as is instead of reinventing something, because we have, at this point, branded this event, and it is. I think it's a waste of money to... look at changing the logo, and we've talked it out multiple times. So we want to just put...
We have a lot of other things we need to be spending money on.
Yeah, so the banners and the logo as it's utilized on the monthly event maps and this brochure and everything else that we do with print publications, including the artist registration page forms that they fill out for the visual artists, performing artists, and the businesses, it would all stay the same. I think it's a deal, because the last time I was looking, the last time that we received OMAC funds, you know, was back in
$1 million.
It was back in December, so this is a little bit less than that, and I would imagine that that would carry us for a couple years, so, you know, year and a half or so before we'd come back, maybe two or three.
Does it go through the summer?
It does not.
Okay.
We have stopped it, although we were trying to have one Friday night because we got rained out in May.
Okay.
And we were, because of the rain pattern, we felt that time we could cancel in advance. And so we had some advertising dollars left. We halted our
So this is the last one before the summer break sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in a perfect world right now, our plan is to go dark June, July and August, because it's just so hot. And honest to goodness, this event has gotten to where it's like a mini art festival. It's a lot to manage, and it gives us a chance to regroup, revamp. Say, you know, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do better? And we do have a lot of plans for this next year with not only increased marketing and stuff, but free public art activities. And new energy levels. So,
what's the cancellation for tomorrow night? What's the deadline? Because I was just looking at the weather.
Yeah, we're kind of, it's
I mean,
we haven't been canceling.
They're packing Santa.
I know.
Across the street over there.
I
drive out and I said, what the heck? And?
Yeah, we're going to look at it late
tomorrow
and see. And if it looks like Friday's going to improve weather-wise, we'll probably push it right down to the wire.
They're saying it's supposed to improve, but that depends on the tropical depression.
How quickly
this
moves,
in.
Yeah. But we're gonna.
Why couldn't it come last week?
I know. It's like,
so
really,
how much are you asking for?
$1,350.
So just for the cover.
Yes.
Since I'm involved in that.
Yeah, Tito has to.
I want to be transparent and I want to step out. Of
okay, you can do that. You don't have to though.
Yeah.
But
what's that?
You don't have to.
Well, but
it's a public meeting.
Like
okay.
You know? So that.
Do we have a quorum still?
We do still have
okay.
a quorum.
Do
that's why I was
a...
counting numbers before Matt left.
Okay, would someone like to make a motion?
I think it's a reasonable price, and we definitely need a new one and something to advertise it. And the map's very helpful. So I would move that we appropriate $1,300 for the brochure for the First Friday Art Walk.
Okay, a second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we have approved the funds for the new brochure.
There'll be nothing in it that is time sensitive. I mean,
no, this will be to support the art walk and
kind of a generic.
A generic, yeah, first Friday of each month type, yeah.
Come see your downtown, eat, drink, be merry, buy art, you know.
Yeah, Tito, you can
listen
come back.
You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
you know, just the whole thing.
Kind of like a self-imposed
Yeah.
Where's that dumb hat?
Yeah, where's that dumb hat? That's a good idea.
So, I guess I'm taking over the meeting for a minute.
I already did that once.
Yeah. I want to let everybody know that I am going to Pittsburgh next week to the Americans for the Arts annual convention, and I'm really, really excited about doing that. I got a scholarship to pay for part of it, and then the city found funds, so they dug deep and found some money. So I should come back with a heck of a lot of knowledge. I'm not just going to the main conference, but going to the pre-conference. And there's a couple different tracks being offered. And the one that this was really the main reason I wanted to go to begin with, is they have a track that is focused on culture, entertainment, and I don't know what else they called it, downtown districts.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that. So it really should apply to everything that's happening downtown, particularly the art walk and a lot of our, you know, organizations are working towards. not only that, but then there's other elements to the convention itself that should help me bring back information in regards to developing a cultural arts plan and all the other things we're working on. Especially, we need to work towards a marketing plan too for all of us and get everybody on the same page. So, real excited. So I'll be bombarding you with all kinds of emails full of information. Good. Read this. And in regards to the cultural arts organization database, we did obtain at this point, and I'm not sure why I copied these. I copied these a couple months ago for the April meeting, but I thought it'd be easier for me to just show you, what we got back and just give you a copy. Actually, I think a couple more. So we've got 17 organizations that have responded. I'm still missing quite a few, but these are the majority. I need yours. The phase two, which we narrowed down. Let's see. I don't think I brought a copy of it, but I'm going to execute phase two on SurveyMonkey. It's just a heck of a lot easier. The one thing I learned with this is not everybody's computers have the same, a PDF. I'm sorry?
One more, please.
One more? Here.
Thank you.
Not everybody's computer has the same version of Adobe Reader, and so not everybody can fill out the fillable forms, and it's just kind of a bit of a mess. So, and SurveyMonkey can analyze everything. So we'll, within the next couple of weeks, I'll send out the phase two, which will get us, hopefully folks will complete it and give us some hard data that we can utilize to crunch some numbers. We are executing a visual artist survey, and one of my questions, and it's too bad Matt's not here, but I'm kind of wondering if we need an individual performing artist survey, and I feel very weak in knowledge in that area as to what should be on the survey.
An individual performing artist?
Yeah, the survey that's been sent out right now is individual visual artists. And so I feel like we need to execute a survey for the performing arts community, but should that be towards individual performing artists, or should it be geared towards organizations? Or do we need to do two?
I was going to say, two would... If that's not too much.
Yeah, I think it would be
better to do two. And I need help executing that. So if I can send you a copy of what I did for the visual artists, and I have input on as to what should be on that. And then, Mary, if you can give me input and I'll send it to Matt, that would be wonderful. And then we could do that through.
Yeah, I guess what I need to know is, who are you looking for? I mean, what kind of individual?
Well, for me, for visual artists, it was really easy. And you'll see on the survey, it has lots of questions about, what do you feel you need? What support do you need to be successful? And then there's like a list of,
because I think you'd get a lot more musicians than actors. Musicians. It tends to be, if they have their... If they make money off of what they do, then I think they would respond. A musician who plays in a, is available to play or teach or is part of a group or a group that joins or something like that. But, they're really trying to think of who else would be.
Well,
most of the actors all volunteer their time, and I doubt that anybody would create a...
The other question is, how am I going to get to them? Because the visual artist survey we pushed out through Marion Cultural Alliance, the Ocala Art Group, and the college. And then I put it on the Facebook page for the Art Walk and sent it to the Art Walk artists. And so,
you could probably do through, there's a couple of different, like the Symphony, but also the Center Stage, Kingdom of the Sun Band, and
Kingdom,
a couple of those big, big groups.
Even MCA, we have, and not a lot, but we have individual artists.
Yeah, Karen Adair.
If you go to some of the people that are music people, like the chorale and
Music Stores.
Mm-hmm. Our board member.
That's true.
Who's the music?
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. I can't think of his name.
I'm having a complete blonde moment.
So I'm going to send an email out, and I'll send it to everybody on the board, because everybody may have some thoughts on this, and it'll have a couple questions.
Are you needing to create the survey?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would go to the Division of Cultural Affairs They have an individual artist fellowship that they offer, mm-hmm. and to apply for the fellowship, there'll be a lot of the questions on it that you want answers to. I mean, you don't want to take all of them because they'll ask some different things, but there'd be a lot of things that they would ask that you'd go, oh, that'd be really good information to have.
Okay.
Division of Cultural Affairs.
And
actually, that's one of those things that I would like to see maybe MCA, I guess, do a workshop for individual artists, how to apply for that fellowship. Individual artist fellowship, because it could be photographers or mm-hmm. or performers of any kind and visual
that
artists.
Would be good. And that's one of the questions that I've been asking to the visual artists is what sort of workshops would you be interested in? Do you want technique workshops? Do you want grant writing? Do you want, you know, do you want arts marketing 101? And so those, that's what we're looking for, that sort of feedback. How we can support, we, not just this OMAC or the city, but all of us in this room, how can we work together as a community to help you develop your skills and mm-hmm. your talent and be successful? Do you need more access to performing art public spaces? Do we need to, you know, the city need to refine its permit process, you know, stuff like that. But I feel I need a lot of feedback. I think I need a lot more feedback in this area than I did even with the visual artists.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for that one.
So everybody will be getting an email, but I really, really, really need to hear from you and Matt. And then the marketing plan.
And if I could clarify, one of the reasons why I don't think that actors are necessarily going to be interested or willing is that they have no control over whether they have to audition. So, but I mean, a visual artist, mm-hmm. you have a product that you're selling. Or if you're a musician and you play this type of music, you get hired. But actors.
But artists have a lot of jury shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do I really make it to the show? Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could come up with some kind of acting pool.
Slides are gone. I'm sorry.
How do you describe what your skills are?
I know. It's kind of, we're going to need to bounce some ideas around because, this stuff can get, could get huge.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else doing the same thing that you could?
I haven't had time to research the performing arts part of it. I just, uh-huh. as I was doing the visual artist, I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't do one side, not do take care of everybody else. I mean, we need to do that. And I will say the visual artist was extremely easy to see what other communities were doing. I mean, there were surveys right everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I just haven't had a chance to Google, you know, performing artist surveys. To follow up, and this all kind of goes towards the future development of a community cultural arts plan. Lori, you weren't here, but back in December when Paul and Terry did the presentation for mm-hmm. the website, there were two questions that the OMAC asked. And one was, would MCA consider including a directory for nonprofit and for-profit organizations, art organizations, on the website, perhaps for a fee?
I think we
didn't
vote on that.
Yeah, I thought we did.
I thought we did.
We just haven't heard
back.
Back.
Oh, yeah, I thought we did. So yes.
The answer was yes. Okay.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I gotta go back and look at my stuff. There's been so much happening that far back. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have not
met since
January.
Because I remember I took the questions. I actually took the two questions to the board. Okay. What was the other question?
The second one was, would you consider a section for call to artists that where participating organizations could list their calls? The nonprofit and for-profit organizations
that
are in your directory
that
they
already.
Can do that.
Yeah, we're already sending calls out for people that aren't us.
Okay.
Now, as far as listing the different groups, I don't remember our discussion, but I would think that members get listed for free and maybe some nominal amount for a non-member.
Non-members would have to pay a nominal. That's the thing. I mean, it's like you need to join because that's one of the benefits. You know,
And that's understandable. We're looking to not have duplication.
Yeah. No, we may have. I know.
And to get everybody driven to the right areas.
Remind myself.
And then I need, I mean, first we need to get the performing arts survey going, but I need volunteers from the group to help me with research.
What was this?
I need help from the group to volunteer some
for
time.
For the performing arts thing?
For research. And what I really need to target soon is research on funding, on creative ways that we can fund the arts. Not just a percent for the arts program, although we need to look at that closely, but also investigate sales tax referendums, property taxes, unique ways to take a percentage of permitting fees. I've got leads on all this, so what I'm asking for is kind of who wants to be involved, and then I would give each person, okay, you're gonna research this. You're gonna research sales tax referendums, and here's a couple cities to look at, but look, you know, just dive into it. And then over the course of the summer, you know, that would be your kind of assignment.
I have somebody to recommend to you.
Okay.
I am so overwhelmed at the moment that if I say yes, you'll be disappointed that I haven't done it, because I just, we have two new staff people that are starting shortly, and I'm hoping after that things will help. But anyway, I would ask Susan Mooring if Randall would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Randall is an attorney and served as the assistant county attorney for years. So, I mean, you're talking about a lot of government stuff, and most artists' eyes will glaze over after about 10 minutes.
I don't know.
But Randall knows all of the, I mean, digging through all the referendums and stuff like that, and if he's interested. But now she'll tell you that you need to ask him directly. But you might just run it by her to see if it might be something she thinks he might be willing to, especially if you only gave him one, like sales tax. But, I mean, he's got a great head for it. He understands trying to weed through all the government morass.
Another thing that we need to look at, like, this is, the city right now has two spaces, one that they don't own yet, but they're looking to own, and one that the train station that they currently own that we'd like to program with the arts. And I need some examples of ways that other communities have structured that programming. And I need ammunition, is basically what I'm saying. I really need ammunition. It's going to benefit everybody. Randall is great, but I need like five Randalls.
Where are you going Saturday on a bus?
We are going to a thing called the Hub on Canal in New Smyrna, which is a three buildings of historic buildings that have been turned into complete art facilities for performing arts and fine arts, kind of like an arts incubator, classes, teaching, performances, galleries. I mean, there's a whole list of things they
and
do.
We were able to get FAFO and CF and the Appleton to join
and the
us
city.
In the city.
So it's like there's all the Appleton, CF, FAFO, CA, and the city are all going. So
to just do a little site visit.
In the hopes.
Yeah.
And we're actually having
people
meet with us.
We have room on
the
bus if any.
People
are
meeting with us and talking with us.
If anybody wants to go.
We have joint lined up all day. They're being very gracious because we want to get ideas of what we can do with the things we have here.
And then, but it's an all-day deal. It evolved into an all-day because if we're going to go over there, we need to see Atlantic Center for the Arts, too. So,
what is this?
Saturday.
Yeah.
When the rain's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the rain's gone.
And there's just, this is important, and we'll get the view from the organizations. I'm going to need to then follow up and see, you know, how, you know, if the county or the city over there participated, and then go and talk to them as well. So it won't end with Saturday.
Yeah,
it's going to be involved, and I need other projects like that. So, and I just, it'd be great if we could all go around and do field trips, but none of us have time for that. So if I can somehow divide some of this up, and then when somebody thinks they've got a home run, then we get a group together. Like, we felt like, okay, New Smyrna, there is some applicable parts to this that apply to some things that are, like, right now. And the city's being really, they would like to see some things happen, and particularly at the train station.
Like Art Mundo or something. Yeah.
And it's just, I can't wave a magic wand, and just, especially when I don't have funding support. Mm-hmm. And all of this ties into a community cultural arts plan as well. So, do we know of any other Randall Moorings? And does anybody here have time to do? And I understand
I wouldn't mind looking into.
Give me something, and I'll pass it on to my wife, Jackie. Great, great researcher.
I mean, I will try, but I don't know what I'm looking for. I mean, I don't like tax referendum. What the hell do I Google on that one?
And
first, and that ain't gonna pass here. We can't pass a tax for the hospital. We can't pass a tax for the schools. We're not gonna pass a
Melissa,
tax.
Well,
have you talked to?
They passed a parks tax, and there's been some successful ones.
Tourism.
Yeah, and they've passed. Well, in other communities, they've passed. We know we've passed the parks tax here, and if you can piggyback, there's one. I think it's called PAC or something, and it's like parks, art, and something else. You know, if you can package things properly. I agree, I think you're saying we all have to get on the same page about the schools and the supplies. Well, I think next year we need to kind of do our research and say, okay, here's our end goal. Here's the first step. You know, let's try to get a percentage of a certain permit through growth management or something, you know, and start to fund some art programs, and then maybe we go for this bigger goal. But
it's just like political lobbying. It's nothing but politics.
It is.
I mean, you just have to set yourself up and strengthen numbers, and everybody has to come together on a particular subject, no different than we used to go to Tallahassee for. Mm-hmm. One community project that was chosen, and you go after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to volunteer somebody, but I think Gerald Ergel will be a super person to kind of.
Okay.
If he, I don't know, you know, what he's doing. If he's even
working for me, mostly. No.
No, but he knows. He picks up the phone and
he
calls Tallahassee.
I'll tell you another person, and I'll work. Okay, I have a lot on my plate right now, but I will look at programming. But you know who else is great at that? And she's already been sending me a lot of things about programming and grants and things is Betty Hackmeyer. She's very into the art, and she's starting this whole, she wanted me to look into this whole thing, STEM, it's science, technology, something, it's all about the arts, but it includes science, technology.
I don't know that it is about the arts.
It is about the arts. I read the whole grant. It's very much about the arts, but it's like including all art as different types of venues. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk to Betty about what we're looking for and building this plan, and she loves. She's
yeah, because we really almost need, like, I mean, we're working towards, I guess, sub volunteers, but we almost need sub committees, and there's just not enough of us, but. If we could at least get some folks to volunteer and do some research and communicate with me, and then we could do some presentations back to the board.
I know somebody that was at, you remember Oil Wingo?
Mm-hmm.
She was really the person that mm-hmm. moved downtown into what it is, so they started the whole movement. Mm-hmm. She was an assistant manager mm-hmm. at the time, and she lives north of Ocala, Sitch or somewhere, but I could probably get her to come mm-hmm. and maybe meet with us, and people can ask her questions. She's been involved in the government and that type of thing forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that will help, I don't know if that is something that...
Do you think she would help get us some current facts and case, basically
can
some
at least
case studies?
Tell you what is feasible, what is not, what is a good idea, because she manages mm-hmm. cities. That's mm-hmm. what she's been doing for the last 20 years. So I don't know.
Yeah. You just gave me an idea too, because I still stay. I mean, still Janet Tutt and I are in close touch all the time.
She was Janet's assistant.
So, and let me tell you, Janet is about as sharp as you're ever going to get as far as city.
Yeah.
I mean, and now she runs the villages. Totally. Mm-hmm. And so, so I see all, but Janet isn't going to, you know, volunteer and spend lots of time. She'll go to one lunch. Do you know what I mean? And so,
the same thing, I think.
And so maybe I could arrange with Janet, maybe we go down and you have very pertinent questions, because I mean, she knows everything about all, and she still stays in touch with a lot of people.
I think that both of these two folks are probably who a group of us need to have some FaceTime with after we've gotten some research and we know what our questions are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not there yet, and that's the problem. Like, I'm having trouble getting there because there's so much going on right now. I've got pieces, you know, and I do think that there is an opportunity to work closely with growth management and work towards obtaining some funding, but the big picture stuff is gonna have to. We're gonna have to know what we're reaching, a long range plan.
Asking for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well. So I've got Randall, Jackie, through Tito, perhaps Mayor Ergel, Daniel, and maybe Betty Hackmeyer.
I've got two volunteers that I'll ask that have that kind of head. To see if they have any interest.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not people that would. They're not active in the community. But one of them, both of them, one's a good researcher, and the other one has been active on the state level with some other governmental type stuff.
Some of it is so exciting. I have a document that I could send you guys where they've this one community did some benchmarking and looked at other cities, and it is just killer. It's 82 pages, but I mean, you can skim through it, and it's like, oh my gosh, look what they did, and look what they did.
I know, it is very exciting.
It's really exciting to dive into. It's just, I wish I could clone myself. Or
the best thing is our economy's on the upswing.
Right.
We've gone through, we hope.
And I think now's the time to lay this out and say that, you know, establish the fact that we have got to get some funding, and you know, and what those steps are going to be, and what, you know, what can we do next year, you know, what can we be working towards, you know, if we had like a 5-year goal, which seems to be, you know, if you're looking for anything big, whether it's a percent for the arts program or a tax referendum or what, you know, you're going to be lobbying for a while. So
have you talked to any of the Division of Cultural Affairs staff about these things?
I haven't talked to them about this, but I have been talking to them about the general support grant.
Yes, which now we've got to figure out how to spend all that money.
Yes.
They have a staff person who's in charge of the state service organizations, which includes local arts agencies. Mm-hmm. And there should be a list on the website that has all of them. What I would suggest, and I mean, you could do something and send it to me and I'll send it, or you could just send it. I would just suggest that we link all the local arts agencies' emails together and send one note that says, this is what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Have you got anybody
insight
in your community or funding things that might be of interest?
Mm-hmm.
Because these all have a staff person, not just
that
a volunteer. But a staff person who then should respond. And of course, some of them will respond better than others. But
that's a really good idea.
Send it to all of them. Not every county has one, but there's at least 30 or so. And they're big cities and little cities. And just write your note of what you're looking at, this bullet points of, this is what I'm looking for. If you can help me with any of this, please respond. And then it'd be a little less random than, oh, I went to so-and-so and they had a nice downtown, you know.
I have very specific leads on projects.
If you just ask us to come up, oh, we're just going to deal with the places we've been to.
Right.
And that's what I meant by random.
Sure.
The other one, too, is if you haven't talked to Lee, M-O-D-I-C-A, she's the one that's in charge of art and state buildings. She might help you with your sculpture thing.
Oh.
She's Lee.M-O-D-I-C-A. And then it's at dos.myflorida.com.
We did get our grant.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so the and we've issued a call to artists for the Ocala Outdoor Sculpture Competition, and I am now buried in a whole new project. So
did we get any response? Yet?
We did. We got our first entry today. So
yeah. Now, are they submitting a drawing, and then we'll execute it when it's
digital images of finished.
So it has
products.
To already be finished.
Yeah.
Lee's bio says has administrated the state's art and state buildings since 1994.
Mm.
Has a master's in fine art and sculpture and a minor in art history.
Mm.
Wow. So she deals with a lot of. I'm sure whether she can.
Sure.
Whether she can answer lots of questions, she probably can refer you to other
mm-hmm.
people too. I mean, I have found. I swear, when they apply for the Division of Cultural Affairs, there must be a whole section about. You are willing to share everything you've learned since birth with anybody that gets on the phone.
They
with
are
you.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
When I've called, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And
you got to have the time
to what?
To look at it and to study it.
It's just
yeah.
a review.
Yeah.
It's just their.
Oh, we're not
previous
taking
one.
A vote or
yeah.
something.
No, it's a grant recipient report
oh,
to show
oh,
how they did.
To show
did.
How the
okay,
yeah
it.
How the
oh,
event was
it.
How many artists.
Oh, it says right here, grant recipient report.
Yeah, you're good.
are you going to talk to us about the sculpture thing? Do we need to be doing anything with that?
Yes, everybody does need to, you need to save some dates. I thought I would send out a separate email, but
okay,
I can.
That's
if
fine.
You have some time, I could tell you now. We have a really big event on March 15th, which will be March 15th, 2014. And we're working on the structure of that event now. We have a steering committee for the competition with, and we have partners. The Appleton Museum, FAFO, and MCA have partnered with the city to execute the program, which is wonderful because I can't do anything alone. and so we've got representatives from those organizations on the steering committee. And the vision for that event, it's the award ceremony. For the top three awards, and also the opportunity for the public to vote for the People's Choice Award, and which those would be tallied, and we would issue that as well that day. And it's a celebration of the park and the arts and sculptures, and we really want to make it big. So we thought for the we would like to have all of our art organizations represented there. And it's up to you guys if we want OMAC to have a booth or not. But if there's a booth, it has to be manned. And we want all the art organizations to not just have a booth, but to be executing an art activity, a free public art activity. And they would be partnered with the sponsor for a particular sculpture. And they may or may not have a partner in all instances. I mean, we could get sponsors that are individuals and they don't want a booth. But it would be interspersed among the sculptures, and so people would walk around and they'd see the art organizations, and they'd have have the opportunity to do an art activity, and there'll be live music and food and a VIP tent and whole
Describe
big shebang.
An art activity.
Probably geared mostly towards children.
Okay.
The Gallery East did an amazing public art activity at the Earth Fest event. At the end of April, and Mary Trowbridge, I think she worked with a group of artists, but I believe it was her conceptual idea to start with, and she did a watercolor wash of a tree, and it was the Tree of Life, and so everybody came up, public, and worked with an artist there and added an element to the tree. Whether it was a vine, or one person put a monkey on there, butterflies, berries, and they decorated this tree. And we have photographs, everything from children to big burly men in muscle shirts, working with watercolors. And then she took it and after the fact and added some pen and ink lines and tied it all together, and we framed it. It's over at the Discovery Center, and it's really cool. So
it's very cool.
Things like that. I mean, really, it would be nice to have some out-of-the-box activities. It'd be great to have some activities that are more performing art. I immediately thought of your living painting, because you and Mary could partner.
Yeah. She has a costume.
And we talked. We said, okay, this doesn't need to be just nonprofits. This can be for-profit art organizations. I mean, you could have something with stained glass. You know, we want the arts represented, and we want to represent our community. So, and with all that said, there's so many folks here that perhaps everybody, I don't know if we need to have an OMAC tent, because we've got different groups that may want to do their own thing. But you could have your living painting, and you could have an element where the public can come in and take a prop or something and be in the living painting, and then you could be taking pictures of them. So, I mean, this could...
I love the living painting. I want to do that at the art walk one time.
Yeah.
Remember?
And this could be the first... I mean, this would be great unveiling for that. We just want one.
Remember, you had people dressed up. It was
but beautiful. They were actually part of the painting.
Right, but it was, I mean, you could stand up beside the painting, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
you
had to make all those costumes.
So
Mary's got all the costumes.
Yes, they're all there. So that's what we're, you just need to save the date, and we need to start brainstorming about this, and we want everybody
what day
there.
Is what are you calling 15th? It?
It's the Tuscarora Sculpture Stroll. And it's Saturday. It's a Saturday. And we're talking about possibly targeting like a 1 to 4 so that school activities, sports and stuff could get done in the morning. Because probably this is mostly geared towards families, but that's not etched in stone yet. But it needs to be kind of a midday thing. We're going to have an evening VIP event right after the sculptures are installed. And the end of that week, so things won't be absolutely perfect out there, but they'll be in the ground, and we'll have some docent tours, and that'll be Friday, October 18th, and we're looking at like 5:30 to 7, and it'll be kind of a cocktail type.
What's the date of the
just October?
Uh-huh.
No, but I'm just saying October 17th, isn't that?
What are we doing?
I thought there was...
This fall?
There's something else.
What's this fall?
The VIP event. The sculptures will be here in October.
Oh.
And so when they're...
Wow, that's pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. So when they're here and they're installed, the jury members, we would want a member from OMAC to be on the jury. So everybody that helps to select the sculptures would be there. You know, representatives from our key art organizations, our sponsors. It's... You know, little
mini. And that'll be in the park?
Mm-hmm. Both will be here at the
with
park.
With bags and little lights all around and all that.
Well, the sunset's not till like 7:10 that evening. We looked it up, so we think we're going to maybe skip that part. But I don't know if I could get enough light if we did it later to actually... We don't have power in all these locations. I wasn't sure if the lantern bags would... quite illuminate enough to light the sculptures.
No.
So, so I guess I have saved the dates and start thinking about really amazing ways to showcase your organizations, and think outside the box, and just let me know. I mean, I just think it could be
a couple of ideas
wonderful.
That I got that would be, you know, Dale Henry, he could do
a lot of music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He could do that in 3 minutes. You pick the song, you know.
Yeah.
You know, band can play it, and you paint it, and
it's really, really cool.
That is really.
Oh, I agree.
And then you can auction the piece right there. And
there you go.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you guys remember when the Appleton brought in the masterpiece collection.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kent and I remember that.
Remember the gumballs on the wall? It was Surratt painting, and you went in there and you paid $1 and you got 5 gumballs in different colors.
Yeah.
And then the whole wall you went in, and at the end of this 2 weeks, you had the Surratt painting on the, and it was really cool.
That
and you could do that with either ping pong balls on a big area on the grass, and everybody buys,
that would be
you
cool.
know. 3 balls for $1. And then they're a different color, and everything is, it's got a little...
It's like an etch and sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the 2 weeks, it's unbelievable. It's a huge painting, and it's great. You know, it's
or you can do a mosaic like that, where everybody brings stuff, and you crack it all up in the big buckets, and you do another. It has to be done out by an artist where... Mm-hmm. You know, it tells you the color. But, no, that's how
Journey.
Not, no, Journey wasn't.
You could do something like that.
They
brought
no,
in
but
all
they
the
didn't
trying
have
to think
etch
of
and sketch. You know,
how
did
I
did that. That was Ruth McKinney with
have a lot of people do a little thing on one piece.
It was at MCA, and everybody would come in and put the pieces on.
It would have to be
like
kind
the Star
of funky,
Banner
like,
only the Star Banner did. This was like total public because it was all etched out where. Put red here, put blue here, put green here.
I think we raised almost $5,000 at the Ableton with that.
Oh my gosh.
At $1 a piece.
Okay, well this is going to be outside and it's only for a couple hours in one afternoon or middle of the day. But we
could
move
could
it into the
really,
Discovery Center.
Or you could do a really cool mosaic if someone would design, an artist would design the...
Well,
frame
and
of it.
You could
know,
start the
just put them
building of it before that
there.
Day and have it be finished that day.
That's
have
true.
The last
yeah.
bit of it be finished that day.
Mm-hmm.
But as a promotional, actually
we could start it at an art walk.
Yeah, promoting the event for the couple of weeks beforehand,
awesome.
People
yeah.
could. To backtrack, I just had one suggestion too on the banners, redoing the banners downtown. Do you know who you have print them?
I have a bunch of quotes on my computer. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, because you are.
Hand.
Are you getting quotes from local people, too?
Quality Banner.
Yeah, I would quote.
Yeah.
I'd get a quote from Quality Banner.
We have in the past. I think whoever the city's been using has consistently beaten their price. I think on those.
I think more. It was more of the specs, because
it was a problem with the specs.
Well, the first ones that Quality Banner did years ago, they faded.
Oh,
and then they went to silkscreen, which will not fade. But now the technology has changed, and you can UV code the banners that were done, you know, and get another year or two out of it. Mm-hmm. So they need to revisit that.
Maybe that was the issue.
Because the pricing, I know the pricing out of, I think they're using people, they're in Florida, but they're not local. I think they're
no, they're
land.
Not local because
yeah,
they're freight
or something. And,
mm-hmm.
Well,
and
I think the whole buy local thing, and plus their technology is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right. No, we've used them for
yeah,
a lot of other
lot
things
of
recently.
And you may even get Mark to donate it if the person approaches him mm-hmm. correctly.
I can talk to him.
Yeah.
Want me to,
yeah.
Are we done?
I think we're done. We'll take a. All in favor of, does anybody have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, motion
to
adjourn.
Right.
Mary, how do I get an ad in your...